over at least a month and a half since the Tira Yeshiva, the town. Still very painful even to say the words that town. Understand what yeshiva was to us, to Talmidim, Shalei v'shalachem, Shalayu, even if I did have a stack of rotten wings, even if they had to drive all my life to be somebody. The mice of Shiva for the dogma. Chai. The dogma chai. But we have to be. But there's no such thing giving up on a person's on a person's life. There's no such thing as quitting. There's no such thing as missing. Remember, the Shalom should be well, and may have asked him, and they have his heart. It was Wednesday, I think, if I remember. And Shiva that day had a procedure, had a pimple on his head or something. And he had to have it removed. So before, in the morning, he went to the operation. And he came with like a patch on his face. And he gave Shikwali with the patch. The white patch on his head. But not only that, the whole day was consistent with the patch on his head. With the, after the operation, another time I remember the Shiva, he had a hernia, and a few times he had a hernia operation for the sits or whatever was the cause. And he was an old man. When I came to Shiva, he was 74 years old already. The Gvura Gdoyla was murdered because of Jesus, but he was 74 and all. In the Velt, it's an older man person. And he had to have a hernia operation a few years later. A man of that age, and that thing, it takes a month, 2 months to recover, to be back in yeshiva. I think he had an operation on the Monday. Friday, I couldn't believe it. I saw him yeshiva running. He didn't have too many stitches on his back. And yeshiva giving the shiur again. The person that, be'etzem, the yesoid of his life was he appreciated every second of life. Every second was precious. Every second could be used out for another mitzvah, for another avodah. I think his mitzvah, that was his mitzvah. His mitzvah was that Chaim, Be'etzim, Azoy, I like his name, Chaim. Every second is life. Life is precious. Life could be used out. There's no time to waste. Time is so precious. We're in the Zman of Svira, we say avod, as far as the Mechami Machos HaShabbos. And only if they may, says Vom Shal May. I think this is a part that the Yeshiva would say, and if he didn't say it, in the Poshid Mitzvah of Svira, what's the Mitzvah of Svira? Svarat al-Machay Mocha Asa Shabbat Yemei Abiyachem Mitzvahim Atnufa Sheva Shabbos Tzmim Asi Yeren. The Chinuch says the Mitzvah involved. It's a Mitzvah. The Mitzvah of Svira is the Ein and the Klai Yisrael. It's the Tzapa, it's maybe every Kiyishki, every Yishav Stel that is waiting for the day that should come, that should be Zeicha, to get out of his slavery, so to awaiting for that day, the opportunity for the greatest day of life, the day when we receive the turn, then we will receive the turn. Every year is another Kabbalah Satoiva, that's the end of Sviros of Techinuch. But I think to say it over in another Mahalich, maybe in a Pashtus, in the Mitzvah. Shiva, I can hear his words, shmooze, many shmoozing. The Shiva said over the capital, Limnois, Yomeinu, Kein Hoida, Venovia, the Vav Chokhma. You want to count the Chokhma, Limnois, Yomeinu, you have to count the day. The mitzvah of Svira, the Kosh Bozen, give the Torah. The Torah has to be given to somebody who appreciates it, to someone to do something with it. Because the Gemara Brachos Chav Dali, Tamil Chokhma is also Leilech, who comes to Tamil Tunofa, she, Evshe, below Hira Torah, is not allowed to go in dirty places, is not Shayach without a second of Hira Torah. The Talmud Chacham has to appreciate, before he appreciates Torah, because Baruch Hu wants to appreciate something else, and that's time. Limno Yishomeinu Kein Hoida V'Novi L'Vav Chacham. You want to come to Chachma, you want to be Zichot to Chachma, you have to appreciate time. Every second of life is precious. That's what Yeshiva taught us. Not just by shmoozing, or we saw it in the action, we saw it in the Metzias, we saw it in the essence. Time was so precious to him. The one thing you could talk about the Yeshiva was time in his last years, when he didn't remember so well. Every shmooze, every sad was about time and time, because that was his essence, that was mahuz. Because the pshat was, there was another opportunity to chap more chayim, chap more life, by using out the life to make it worthwhile, to have meaning. And that every second should be used out, and how much the Yeshiva wanted to use out every second towards learning and steiging and growing. Even at a later age, he wanted to know more and more. He wanted to understand Mivakesh, whatever he could do, whatever he could gain. No one wants to visit the Yeshiva in the house. It was Kufa, the only other time that I remember he didn't come to Yeshiva. He was sick, and he had a flu, he had Shabbat. So he was in his 80s already. I went to visit him in the house during the week. He was out for like a week about. And I said to the Yeshiva, Rabbi, we miss you in Yeshiva. I was going to go to Yeshiva alone. The Yeshiva started crying. Man, in his 80s, he was a Golo Ador already. The fact that he couldn't be in Yeshiva in 80 is so to say, to take a little break, go to Florida for a week, play some golf, take a break. He was sick, and then he was crying. His mouth broke down in tears. He missed a week in Yeshiva. He missed a few days in Yeshiva. What was he doing at home? He wasn't reading the Jewish press. He was sitting and learning, probably. But with the fact that he couldn't be in Yeshiva, now I don't know how to do it to teach. Mishpia, another opportunity to work with the Bachrim, to Mishpia on the Bachrim. That was his essence, that was his mahus. It was only not only Chaim La'atma, it was a Chaim La'acherim. The Yeshiva was Mamad Velimeit. He held that was the Ekechevs of Talmud Torah. Not only enough to learn, but to teach and to be a Melamed Torah L'Amo Yisrael, to pass on the knowledge and to be involved with Talmidim. And to help Talmidim, to be available for Talmidim. Every Talmud was Maidus, the Yeshiva was there for him. He was there for everybody. He was there for everybody. He felt a Meredika Achrayas for Klal Yisrael. A Meredika feeling for Klal Yisrael, that he has to be responsible to do as much as he can for Klal Yisrael, and is a departure from Klal Yisrael. I thought of it ahead, just yesterday I was saying over, that the Gemara says, they say the story that's going around in the papers that the Yeshiva, I remember that the heads were behind the story we found on the paper. Everybody was a town, we used to see it all the time, the Yeshiva by the bristle of a baby. So the Yeshiva used to, very, be masked right away that he should get some wine into his mouth of the baby, and they should make sure he had, where's the pacifier they should have right away. They shouldn't have, the kids shouldn't have time. So Shlomo Shoichet, the Moel was a very, very, you know, the common moral in the Yeshiva, the Talmud of the Yeshiva, the Yeshiva also. He went over to the Yeshiva and he said, Rebbe, you know, in Svarim HaKadoshim it says that there's an Ian for the Tzad Yenuka, the kid should cry, the Ian, the tears of the kid is a big good job. The Yeshiva said, what can I do? What can I do? What can I do? I can't be Magish the Tzad for it. I have pain. I can't be Soizo. The pain from the Tina. Who was it? Tom. It didn't doctor relatives. The Yeshiva was founded by a bit of anybody who was there. The hair, I thought maybe the Gemara, people make a mistake in the Gemara Ksuvis. I always had that the hair. The Gemara says that we don't say Sinchah B'ma'inai on the Gemara Ches, Ksuvis Ches, we don't say Sinchah B'ma'inai on by Bris. Why don't we say Sinchah B'ma'inai? Everybody says, yeah, Sayyid Yenuka. The Gemara doesn't say that. So the Gemara, Shani Hossam, they came in the Torah, the Isla Sa'ad Yenuka. The Pasha Pshad, there's a tutor by the Tata. He's the Baal Bris. to Isla Tzad, the Tzad Yenukah, so he has Tzad. Is I was Magish Ulai, that's the Pshat. Rashida has Tzad because he's Magish the Tata from Asim Ol, from Alakla Yisrael. According to some people say that besides the Ian of the Tzitzis was this partially word, he wore it because the other people weren't where he felt he had to do whatever he can to protect the generation. He felt for everybody, he felt for the whole generation, how much he could do to help the generation. But Talmidim especially, we knew we had a special place in the heart of the yeshiva. That he was there for us in every step of the way, every single thing that we needed to ask him, any shailas, any zachin. We knew we could go to him any time of the day. I remember the first only time I saw the yeshiva without the tzitzis. Mamish, I had a chapter, a pachad, how skinny he was, how there was nothing there. He just came out with flesh and bones. Mamish, came out. Mamish, he weighed nothing. Mamish, nothing. You wouldn't imagine a person strong with all the tzitzis, you would think that maybe Mamish, nothing. And he wore them serious and nefesh gadol. He had sores all over. He used to have special creams all the time. He had to put on his shoulders to wear the tzitzis. I mean, but when I saw, I had a very, very important child with Erev Yom Kippur, and my mother, I ran to the house, and the Rashiva was there for me. He just came back from the mikveh, and I was in nothing. I helped put on the tzitzis, and Mamish, he was there to tell my shayla. And a few days before my chassid, I had a very shver shayla. I couldn't sleep the whole night. Something was bothering me. I ran to the Rashiva. It was like 3 in the morning, because I knew the Rashiva got so I used to go to sleep like 11, 12. I'd get up 3 in the morning for the earliest man that was shayla to put on tefillin. So I ran to Rashiva. I had a big shayla I wanted to talk over, so I wanted to, you know, get off my chest. The kids, I ran to Rashiva's house very, very, it was Mamish pitch black. There was no one out. Mamish on the street. It was Mamish pitch dark. So I saw the light was on at the point in Rashiva's house. I ran up. I knew he'd be up. I thought I'd be the only one there. I didn't want to disturb. Kids, I come to the house. Another bucket was coming out of the house. Didn't bother Rashiva. Another time was coming out. People knew. I didn't know if it was a common thing. I was telling them they were. Maybe Bacham knew. They were telling the Rashiva knew that they go to Rashiva at 3, 4 in the morning. And obviously I went in and she was settling me down. It was an unbelievable feeling. You had the Rashiva that it was the Tata, Mamish, Tata. You felt that the Rashiva was there for every single talmud, for every single time, whatever we needed. In any single part of the day, any single part of the night. But it was for all of Klaito also. The Rashiva felt the Achrayah. We felt the Achrayah that we have to give over whatever we got. All the Torah that he learned and everything that he had. He felt he had to give it over. He had to help out the generation, whatever way he could, as we mentioned before. And he was moist and nefesh for that. He was moist and nefesh. How many times do you rather kind of wake him up in the middle of the night, shailas and zachin? The guy just told me yesterday, I'm sure he was telling me on the phone, that there was a guy in the building who remembered 25 years ago, he was after the chasana, it was a shaila, a big shaila, it was a gross shaila, and it was like 12:30 at night. And he came out to the house and she was sleeping already. But Shiva told the Rebbetzin always that whenever there's a shayla, no matter what, a phone call, I'd have to wake him up. And if he came in at 12:30, the Shiva had gone to sleep like 45 minutes ago, and he was getting up another 2 hours. And he came in, and the Rebbetzin didn't want, but she said, listen, but Shiva said he woke him up, the Shiva came out fresh, and he said, he was sleeping from the office. And he took the guy in, and he sat with the shayla, and he said, the Shiva was clear as a buzz. And the service of David, he took care of the guy Shaila. It was an achrayas, he felt for Klal Yisrael. He was achrayas, he felt that a person that grows, and a person that strives, and a person that becomes something big, he has to give it out, he has to use his chokhmah, he has to use his knowledge, he has to use whatever he has to help Klal Yisrael. But the biggest lesson that we said, we mentioned before, that we got a little bit off the topic, but the biggest lesson that we could learn, the Rashiva would teach us, that we would get up and talk, is that the Zman is so chashuv, Rabbi Yisai. We could talk today until tomorrow, Rabbi Yisai, about the Rashiva's godness in Torah. When I got up, I gave a hesped in America, I I'm not so familiar, the people in the world are not familiar so much, but the Rashiva's godness in Torah, so every devout says about the Chavetz Chaim, that it's tzidkis, everybody talks about Rashiva, yeah, he's a tzidkis man. You know, he was filling out, when he saw the Rashiva, that was the impression you got. He was a man that wore tzitzit and wore tefillin, beautiful, big tzaddik. We don't realize the geoinus, the lomdus, the koyach apsach, his godless and Torah was noir v'oyom. He said, when Shaul was telling me recently that Moshe Ram is a very choshev yidim not his daughter. He said, over in the last 60 years, he's a very choshev yidim himself, he has a kurvesh koyla. He said, And he says the only two people that he knew in all of Eretz Yisrael, I'm not going to ask Shailas, he said the only two people that he knew, that he could go into and talk to them in Halacha, in Dalet Chal, all called to Shachnar, and could be answered on the spot, without any hesitance, was the Riyashim and the Rishiva. He said he went to the, this is what he told, the Simcha during the only two people that he was able to go and call Shachnar, anywhere in sacrifice, it's a Amlai de Gazach. I remember I was speaking to the Yid that was very used to help out the Rishiva with the Shmuzin, Shui Bertram, I don't know if you know, the he told me many years ago that when someone once came in with a Shvera Shailin, you know, his mom's a Shvera Shailin, he's asking people that. And she said, well, that's a foolish Piskei Tshuva, Evan Ezra, Simon. He's like, there's some Piskei Tshuva and Evan Ezra somewhere that, like, who knows, starting, who knows that stuff? Who knows that stuff? Like, Mordechai Altuski was saying, oh, at the Hesed Yeshiva, where do you find friends those who knew the whole Imre Bina? Everything is the same. And who learned from the Imre Bina? All the Achranish and Svarmi knew how. When I was close to the yeshiva, during the tkufas, I was always close to the yeshiva, but the years I was in yeshiva as a bacha, and then later yeshiva used to ask me to go listen over to the old shiurim. So he used to say, he liked to hear over what he said the last time, and then he would add to it, and he'd say, his own maha, you like to hear what he said? No, so he used to send me to listen to the tape of the shiurim he said, probably in Diskin or whatever, maybe in Benson or a few years before. So I used to listen to that, I was forced to tell it over myself to yeshiva. That there for a long time the Shia saying over the Shia to his own Shia to him. The kids are so, but I used to listen to the old Shia, but when the Shia got older, he said he liked the more pastures. He didn't want to bring so much raid. First of all, maybe the oil, he didn't hold the oil. But you should hear the Shia of the old Shia, but say, it's Lo Yomki Super, every Rav Naftali, every Rav Shimon, it was all Mamish, Al Yodo, on his fingertips, like nothing. Like we say Ashrei, call all the Achrayim, everything was on the fingertips. And the Psaak and the Sifrei Musa was on his fingertips. He used to give the Shmuzin everywhere. Chovas Halavavos, Asher Ha'aretz Shuvas, Mishlei Shisharim, going in Mishleis. Everything. He used to remember in the middle of the Shmuzin. He prepared a little before, and then in the middle of the Shmuzin, he remembered the word. Bring me the going in Mishleis. Bring me this. Bring me the call. Sifrei Musa was it. Call Shulchan Aruch was Pesuch Lefanos. Call all the raid, all the lumdis, all the other mishechtes, everything was kol atara kula. He went with pesuach as the father. But he's talking about like with Shalom Menachem mentioned, he started as 14 years old, and he got to a person that knew so much. But Blazer, you don't write in that scum and chelik beis. It's about the choishes of the Blazer. The chazoyin built nifra v'roy av b'chokma v'rach b'shonam k'moisem. Chal t'chazoyin built nifra. So Yosef mentioned a little bit. You're talking about the Mir Yeshiva in Mir Shang in Poland, Rabbi Yisrael. Throughout the Mir in Poland, you know what the Mir in Poland was? The Haroi Shabbat Roi, the Yeshiva used to mention. Rabbi Yoina Minska, Rabbi Leib Malin. You're talking about the Goyne HaGoyne with the Chazoyin built nifra v'roy of the Chochma. The Yeshiva's Yediyas HaTorah were Lo Yehulim. He was the masmid, as the verse said, ladies, he was the masmid. She was talking about amongst Gedoli Oilam, Mamish, not Kalakan. Gedoli Oilam was the biggest that came out of all the Gedoli of America. Came out, a lot of them came out from the Mir. She was called the masmid of the Mir. I just read, Shaul told all me over that his brother in law, Chef, he went to Neibach. He asked a little bit of his chasana to go. He was helping Ruchama Shane write the book, Wolf of the Bush. So he went to get pictures from. He went to get pictures from the Bichatka Levinstein's daughters who lived in Bnei Brak. So he went there, and Shanti said, when he got there, he said, you should know, you have pictures, who are you? I'm a son-in-law of Simcha Scheinberg. Oh, so you're an Einikul from Rav Scheinberg. I have to tell you, your grandfather was the biggest master that was Shaykh Lemir. We as children used to watch him. He used to come home for lunch, and Mir Yeshiva, 7 minutes on the button, he was back in the yeshiva. 7 minutes later, every single day, he went home. He ate lunch. 7 minutes, Rabbi said. And we're not talking about they had vowels, you know, they had to. He ate 7 minutes. Said hello to his wife or someone. Was back in the yeshiva, straight learning 18 hours a day. So he told me over that his grandmother said the story. They came on the boat in March of, and they got married in March right after Pesach. He was 19, and the Rebbe was 17 and a half. He was 19 and a half, so 70, kids or whatever. The kids of Yeshiva and Rebbe made an unbelievable mitzvah nefesh to go to the Mir Yeshiva in Poland, Rabbi Yisrael. Joseph described what was in Diskin. In Poland, there was no toilets. There was outhouses. The Shiva used to say all over, and I used to say all the time, I took out my little daughter from Rachel, and the cold, he said, her cheeks froze. It was 20 below zero in the winter in the mirror like that. You had to take over by sled most of the time, snow all the time. The Rebbe, the first time she came to the Mir Yeshiva, she wanted to do an ironing. So she plugged in the iron into the wall. She knocked out the whole town, the whole Poland could be knocked out. The voltage of her American iron knocked out the entire Mir. They were out for a few days from that voltage. There was no light. There was no bathroom. So they came, they traveled with boats, and then by train, and then by wagon to come to the Mir Yeshiva. They come to the Mir Yeshiva with all the luggage. He says he remembers that his grandmother told the story also. She was very impressed with the Yeshiva. They got to the Mir in time for Second Seder, but you're talking about a 3.5 week trip by boat, by train, by wagon, bumpy roads and snow. A guy comes off the plane from Cyprus. He's out for a week. Can't get up. There'll be jet lag. The same time, but if it would be a different time, I would have, Kielu. There's jet lag. For sure he's going to miss 2 stars. Maybe it was only from Cyprus, but if it's in America, Mamish, 3 days, call me in 3 days, wake me up. Shiva came by boat, but they got sick on the boat. Mamish, boat sickness. And then they came to the wagon. Shiva came for Second Seder. He went directly to the Mir Yeshiva for Second Seder. From the trip to Second Seder, he came back by night. They told him where he lives. That was the Yeshiva every second used out. So the shot was the biggest masvid. Is that this? The biggest masvid of Shach in the Mir. The Yeshiva understood the value of time, everybody said. It can't be wasted. And from that, you become a gadol. The Yeshiva used to always say, I'm a regular guy. That's exactly his lashon. I'm a regular guy like you guys. You all could do it. I used to sell papers on Delancey Street. The Yeshiva always said this word. My mom is a regular person like you. I used to sell papers on Delancey Street. He used to call me Lefty Scheinberg. I was a good pitcher in baseball. And I was like all you guys, regular guys. And to tell you the truth, she wasn't evil. He wasn't evil. He had a very, very strong kishrin. Wasn't he Luish? A tremendous Zikaran. But his Avada came from Siyata Yishmaya. And it says, Modatsuman, not to waste a second. Not to waste a second. People thought that Shiva was also involved in things, but his mind was occupied in learning. He was thinking and learning all the time. Shiva told me a few times. You think it comes easy to share clothing? From the time that we start working on the sugya, my mind doesn't stop thinking about the shir. Shiva told me that in the words I asked, I remember you comments on your story. You think it comes easy to me to share clothing? From the time that we start preparing for the shir clothing, it could be a couple of days, my mind does not stop thinking, Yoyim Delilah. I remember there was a shir clothing, the Shiva came in, remember? The Shiva came in, they said, the boy said, I want to say over this chiddush. A few times, different times, I have a big hanof in the chiddush. Why? Last night, chaloyim chalamti, yinidea mahu. He said, I dreamed this chiddush. I was so much concentrated. I dreamed this chiddush, and I feel to emes the chiddush. And he said, he said over shehol shekloy on his dream, on chalom, achalom shalom. He said, amar shekloy, chaloyim chalamti, yinidea mahu. And he said over the whole shekloy. It was a dream that came to us. That means his mind was occupied. Yom v'layim and Torah, you start to dream Torah, Rabbi. Whatever your mind's occupied with, that's what you dream about a lot. No, Rabbi Yitzchak. If you're occupied in Torah, your mind dreams Torah. What's the word, Rabbi Yitzchak? We can all learn what Rav Shlomo was saying so beautifully. Is that that's the assert of us. So Shiva proved a big point to all of us that all of us could learn from. We got up here, we could speak. We had to give him the headspin for Yeshiva for sure, because this whole Yeshiva is all about. Is all the Yeshiva's proud players? I wouldn't be anywhere today. All the Ram, a lot of the Ram, the Yeshiva here, Talmidim of the Yeshiva, wouldn't be here today. The Mahalach of the Yeshiva, Rabbi Yisai, a lot of things that we do here, Rabbi Yisai. I once said to Rabbi Simcha, I think that this Yeshiva, in a certain way, is the most. This is the Hemshech of Torah, or in a certain way. We have the Mishmar, and the Mishnah Berurah here, and twice a week. We have a shmooz and shiklo. That was exactly how it was in Torah Or. Except for the days, a little different, but everything was exactly. Even the Torah Or, I'm not saying that they have their own mahal. It doesn't go on like that. Here in yeshiva, it's mamish a sort of hemshich. The yeshiva's mahalach. I've had to work with the talmidim rabbi. and was very, very close to the Shiva in his derech, how he worked with Talmidim and Rabbi Sari. He spent a lot of time with him and getting his derech, as I learned working with boys, and his different shitas of how to work with boys. And Lamaisa Avarad is the hemshech of the Yeshiva, so we'd have to make a hesped anyway, Rabbi Sari. And we had to make a hesped because he's a gadol batayr and a gadol to the door and a protection for the door. He said in the Bahab, so we made it during the Bahab, and who's in the Miyamud Baparat? He said on Thursday, that's in Miyamud Baparat. Ozvul Anochos, all the daily oilam, Rahman said the last year was a very hard year for us. We were sitting there eating our corn chips and our lunch and everything. The real, the last year in Klal Yisrael, but you go through it from last year's summer, Rabbi Zach. No, you only can sit with the makas, unbelievable makas of the whole fence, the whole, the shmira of Klal Yisrael, Rabbi Zach. You understand the tremendous shmira that the Shiva was, Rabbi Zach, for the door. We look at it, okay, not a Nebuchadnezzar, like a person said, okay, he's 101, you know, he had to go sometime. But at the same time, we don't realize the shmira of the generation, just being in the generation, Rabbi Zach, she was koyach. It's koyach ha-toyra of the shmira that was. How many people, you know, were saved, and how many people were, how many brothers that came down to the world because of the Yeshiva was that we knew personally. How much the Yeshiva was about Moifis, and people said we shouldn't say, oh, it's about Moifis, what do you get from it? But there's a point I want to bring out in that also, but the Yeshiva's, Moifis were nifligas, I remember him showing me personally, so I said, look at this letter, you know what, he said, so look at this. I opened it up, and there was a letter inside, a woman's, like, you could see the tears on the letter. Rebbe, I forgot the lashon, the mitzvah of the letter. Thank you so much. It's been 22 years since we were to have a child, to we were married, and nothing came. And here we are, and 22 years later, before we were to have our first child, before your bracha came, mamash right after your bracha, the Yeshiva's bracha. How many letters that the Yeshiva had? I saw that letter personally 22 years ago. So 22 years. But how many, I remember the Avrech and Yeshiva was 3-4 years, he was digging and nothing was happening. He went to the Yeshiva and he told me with his mouth, he went to this Avrech, I know the name, but I remember he came down to the lunchroom and he told us, I was just in the Yeshiva, I don't know what to say. The Yeshiva said, I'm aftiach you, I guarantee you're going to have a child. Well, who said you guarantee about that? You can guarantee on your fan. Well, who can guarantee on a child? I guarantee you. Certain Yeshiva was there with Stalker, used to bring the guy in, ain't double. Moya, the whole Dovisha Ba'olam, Kamar Stalker. So he used to, Yeshiva held that, Avada, the Kurech HaBrach, and the Stalker to support Torah. But the Maisa, Avada, and he went home and he did this thing. And the Maisa, right away, there's a Maisa in this book, they have a Maisa, Maisa Ksafin from Bornstein over here. You say he has a Maisa over there also. I remember this Maisa also, he has the Maisa in the book also. He has, right to that, there was a guy came, he also gave Stalker to Yeshiva, and the Yeshiva said it was like mad 7 years, 8 years, whatever, and they said I want a bracha for a child. And the Yeshiva said, this year you're going to have a bracha. Within the year, this year, his wife got pregnant, and a little while later, she had a miscarriage. Now they came crying to the Yeshiva, she was not here. The Yeshiva said, what do you want? It's a leap year, don't worry. Tachava, during the year, they had another child, Baruch Hashem, during that year. It's a leap year, what are you worried? I probably got sober. And what do you get from that Tachas, Rabbi Sa? What do we get from someone saying, what do you have the Moishas that you saw, Rabbi Sa? The Moishas that you saw that a person can work on himself. From a Yankee fan. To a person that was mamish involved with sports. And he literally played sports. And he went to public school. Not only did he go to he didn't really start learning. He was in public school. To age like 9 or 10, he went to public school. It wasn't so many schools about him, his father didn't have so much parnassi, he went to public school. And it was only because an Italian boy knocked Yeshiva down the steps. Yeshiva used to say over the story, an Italian boy knocked him, gave him a knock, and he fell down some steps, he got hurt very badly. So his father came and said, that's it, we'll come what may, he's going to go to RJJ, take him to RJJ. He says, the schuss of that Italian boy today. But the mice at the end of the day, the mice at the surface of Dover, nothing. Regular American with Yankees, Babe Ruth, all and the Yeshiva became a person that the whole world saw that. A person that was that did most and left and right. As real Inzelbach, you ask him, the power of the Yeshiva's father told him the story, person with the Yeshiva. Same story. He had children already, but he came to the Yeshiva for a bracha, he didn't come again. So Yeshiva said, what do you want? So he said, what do you mean, what do I want? He looked at his wife, what do you want? What do you mean, what do I want? I said, what do you want? So Shiva said, he said to the Shiva, you should know, my wife and I, all the years, we'd love to have twins. It's a funny thing, but we wanted to have twins. Yeah, you want to have twins? She said, you want twins or be twins? And you go see Baruch Hashem, they have twin girls. They had he came back with it a little while later. They have twins? What's the pshat, Rabbi said? The pshat is Tzadik Goizah, HaKadosh Baruch Mekayim, but it's not just, okay, very nice, good story, what does that have to do with it? The story is that we can also do it. The Shiva said, you could also do that. You could be one day a person that comes to a brother, your brother Mekoyim. Zok the Chazal. Arachayim HaKadoshim Parashas, B'shalah. The mortar returned, Lai Sonoi, Zok the Arachayim HaKadosh, Yes Akasha. If you look at the Chazal before Matan Torah, before Matan Torah, when Moshe Rabbeinu was splitting the yam, there was a master man, the seed didn't want to split. Moshe Rabbeinu said, you have to split back and forth, arguing. HaKadosh Baruch Hu took his name. I'm saying, he split the seed with Moshe. I don't understand. The Gemara Chum Zion says the Pilgrim Yar was going over to a river, to a river. He's standing by a river with his Arab worker with him, and he's going to do pigeon shvuyim. And he said, "River, split." The river split. Pilgrim Yar walked through the river. Maisa, for some reason, the Arab behind him delayed it, and by the time it closed up again, he was on the other side. He went, "River, split for my Arab." The river split again, and his Arab was split. I don't understand. Moshe Rabbeinu. Moshe Rabbeinu, who was greater than Moshe Rabbeinu? When he came to split the yam, Masu Matan back and forth to the yam, came to the yam to a river, 2 seconds. Zok to Achayim, because you look it up, Rabbi Yisrael Paz B'Shalach, for the Torah, the world is Meshubit L'Am Olecha. The whole Bria is Meshubit to the Am Leha Torah. Akash Bo made it. Barasi, Hashem created the world with Torah. Torah is the blueprint for the world. And therefore, the world is Meshubit Lamoleha, that those who are Omel and Torah with all their koichos, they have a shlit in the Bria, like Pilchas Ben Yar. Moshe Rabbeinu was far Kabbalah at Torah, Dr. Achaim HaKadosh. But once he was Makabal the Torah, and once he's Omel but Torah, once the person toils in Torah, and mysterious Nevish for Torah, he can perform miracles in the world. Don't think him up, brothers, hey, I'm an Alice. Don't think him up, loin, kimines, akadosh, bar, minis, bar, to the dog. Minas Bas of Adam, Adam Moicha Chepet Lachaveiroi. Moicha Otev, Velokea Sameach. When a son sells, when a person sells an object, like Rashi, we talk Dokoi, something very, very to his heart, he has to sell an object, the Moicha Otsu, Velokea Sameach. And of course, Bo Enu came. Nosalam Toyo, the Samach, Shenema, Shenema, Kilekach Toyo, Nosati Lachem Terosi Al Tazoid. Record lays a new Moshe Horowitz in the back. I don't understand the thing. Ma in Shmita Eitel Arzina. Avada, and the person Moshe Chafetz, he's Otzen, because he had a Chafetz in his hand. He has his grandmother's heirloom, and now he had to sell it to make some money. So Avada, he's Otzen. Okay, after man, he became the object. He lost the game. Kershma gave the Torah to Yisrael. There was some loss. Kershma, Avada has the Torah still. Mashah share with the Torah. So lays a new Moshe Horowitz, a Pia Medrash, this law. When he gave over the Torah, he gave over the Anhogas HaBriya to the Amle HaTorah. That it's called Ahtadik Goyza, the Torah of Ramakai. So it's made by a Yankee fan, a person who was selling papers on Delancey Street. Could be one day, thousands and thousands of people by his Levaya. Thousands and thousands of people saved through his Yeshua, through his Tefillah. Thousands and thousands of people blessed through his Brachas. Thousands and thousands of people get help through his Aitzes. Thousands and thousands of people help to his psak, getting psak aloch rabbeisa, to one koyach rabbeisa, using out your time, the omel b'toyer rabbeisa, with all the koyachos rabbeisa, not to be mevater, not to give in, that was Rashiva's big vart. Okay, he wasn't the biggest balkish, he was a big balkish, he wasn't an elur. It wasn't like this, you look in the book, at 6 years old, his mind was so strong, powerful, he had a letter correspondence with the Rav Chaim Gaon at 6 years old. You know, he answered all the Rav Chaim's shaylos. He was a regular, a little above average maybe in Kishore, but more than day in, day out, not to miss a day. That every day's precious, every second's precious. He used to have the time, so much time. Yeshiva used to cry. The big thing Yeshiva used to remember, Yeshiva used to always cry. Friday and Shabbos, but if you want to do something in the Shama, if ever wants to do something in the Shama, like if Yosef says in the Shama, if you do in the Shama, also you get the koiches, you have a shtayat of the Shiva, you have his prayers. One thing you would be able to do is Friday and Shabbos. The Shiva used to cry. He said to Friday, when he came to Eretz Yisrael, In America, it's top that they have learned. The nice yeshivas they have. When it came to Eretz Yisrael, it became a thing not brought in. What was it? Lamaisa came out because of they used to do mishma late at night. They used to stay up all night. That was the minigun. They used to stay up all night. And Lamaisa, at the end of the day, it was tired from life. It didn't stand alone on Friday. But now we don't have the mishma on Friday either. Everything was lost. So she was very upset about it. So he, in his yeshiva, told her, in the beginning of years, even in my time, also, she gave shiur on Friday, regular Ian shiur was on Friday, gave Mr. Brewer in the morning, gave a shiur. Mr. Brewer and Shabbos in the morning, like we do in yeshiva also, and he gave a shiur and shiur Ian every Friday. But the first year, he gave shiur Chloe on Friday, just to give shiur Chloe, before my time, I was not at our time, but he gave shiur Chloe on Friday, he wanted to make Friday the best, the most important day. He said, stay open from the Ramban, Friday is the most positive day of the week. Erev Shabbos, Yom Tshuva, Yom Day, the day that a person could pound away. There's so many, especially on these long Fridays, Shabbos Day, unbelievable. The Shiva, there was no such thing as that. There was no day that there wasn't. Shaul just told me of a story that was a year he was so nostalgic for the Shiva. Like he said, you didn't find people. He said this year came to the Shiva many years ago, maybe 16 years ago. He came to the Shiva's house, and it was Shivasa B'Tamuz. And it wasn't summer, Shivasa B'Tamuz, I saw it in the summer months. It's the hottest time of the year. It was boiling hot summer Shivasa B'Tamuz. It was like 4:30 in the afternoon. And it was mamish hot. Mamish, one of these heat waves in Eretz Yisrael. And a tiny. They came to Matzah, so we had a Shver Shal. Someone said, go to Rav Sharman. You know, who should I call now? Say, it's not a good hour. Go to Rav Sharman. You can always go to Rav Sharman. You know, the door used to be open. So he said, go to Rav Sharman. He came to Matzah, so he said, it was like a ghost town. There was not a soul, nothing going on. It was so hot, and his kindness, he said it was like a ghost town. But it could have been 4:30 in the morning. It was so empty. So he goes up, he thought maybe the Shiva's resting. He comes up to the house, he knocks at the door, open, he goes in, he sees the Shiva's there, up and awake, sitting in the room. Those days before the Shiva put in air conditioning, not air conditioning, all the years she was sitting with a bunch of talaisim, in the heat wave, a bunch of batamus. Bunch of talaisim with a fan on. He used to always have a fan on because it wasn't shy. Learning Chazan Ish, Hilchot Erevin, 4:30, on the tide. The guy always said he was yotze from his kelim. Chazan Ish Sefer is a hard sefer. On Hilchot Erevin, it's probably who knows what. On Shavasha B'Tamuz, in a heat wave, the Yeshiva's learning. He used to say to the Yeshiva, Rebbe, why don't you go rest? He said, this is my rest. That's the rest I have. A person can get so close with Torah, he can become his rest, but the Yisoid has run away. But we can take out of it. It's great stories, and it's a big chizik. And Avada, we owe our lives to Yeshiva. We owe our whole hatzlacha to Yeshiva Avada. But you saw it at Ram Mizrach. Every single one of us, every single one of us, can become something big in life. You can become a Talmud Chacham. No matter what you're going to be in life, we're not going into a panos. Avada, the Yeshiva always spoke very strongly that Avada person has to. The machshav of being a Talmud Chacham. He used to always talk about what chashav in the world, the neurosurgeon, that's what people make chashav. He was a fighter for Torah. That was his second name, Pinchas. He was kanoi for Torah. That Torah should be, that person should make it his life plus. And they hold that the one thing that should be chashav in a person's eyes is Talmud Chachamim. Avada, you have to give cover to Ashirim also, says Chazal, but Avada, the world doesn't look that way on Talmud Chacham. The Vuz and the Shiva always wanted to work with it, that it should be. People should see the Talmud Chacham as the supreme of the universe, as somebody who's keeping the world going. That for not for Torah, for one second, the world will return to Torah of Avodah. Avodah without the Talmud Chacham, that's the most chashuv that a person could be. And the person should aspire for that. But whatever it is, to be the Talmud Chacham, you don't have to be, grow up in a yichudik of family. You don't have to have the head of Einstein, of whoever it is. You don't have to be who knows what. You have to have one thing. Perseverance, a strong rotzen to do it. Perseverance, nothing stands in your way. And to be Thomas. Continuity. Every day. Every day to make it count. Sfayat and Mokhan. Every single day to make it count. You have those ingredients of yourself. You can become a god with Shiva yourself. You can be a god. Shiva used to always say over. But the Ben Torah learns during the Starim. That's a Ben Torah. He learns during the Starim. Talmud Chacham, more Chasher. Even the Ben Azor and the Ben Azman, he uses it out. Talmud the Gobel! That's the person's mashiv every second, every yedem minuch, every minute is fresh. That's how you become the Azor. And that everybody could do. That everybody could do. Everybody could use out their time properly, as I say. Everybody can make every day. During the sphere, that's the sword. Every day is unique. We count every day. Every day is precious. The lesson of to us, Rabbi Sa, is that there's nothing more valuable than our time, Rabbi Sa. It's so harsh. It's something that doesn't come back. Places in Babasa, Chaval from the day. Say the Lehoda. Say the Lehoda. Gemara has a Shiloh. If you're allowed to be Mesalik, a Malamed that teaches Torah. Machloikas. Gemara says you can't. Gemara says, oh, it's a Psalm Lehoda. The person knows. Caven at that moment. That he learned, he taught them the toys. They didn't learn, started to learning whatever the pshat that toys is. Oysas double lo yachzor lo oilom. Money, you lose it. Trader, someone else will give you money. You'll find other money. This you lost, that you lost. You always somehow get it back. There's one thing that a person can never, ever, ever get back. Time. There's one thing in his life. He comes to ask himself for who knows how long. You'll never have it back. You look back 10 years, oh, so much time, Baruch Hashem. I mamish was dovuk to the bed. Dovuk, the dabkenu. I was mamish dovuk, and I had a year of beautiful, you look back for years, you'll never have that time back. Whatever you do in your life, the time never comes back. So Yaakov Lubchansky once said an unbelievable pshat in the Gemara. Gemara says, a person gives dovuk to an ani, is the Baruch Hashem, says the Baruch Hashem. And Mephais is Baruch Hashem. What's the chilek? He said, the one who's Messiah gives something much more precious. He gave his time. He gave his time. There's a Torah for Yidalus. Time is something that's the most precious gift that we have, Rabbi Sa. This is the Atzmius of the Rashiva, Rabbi Sa. This is the godless of the Rashiva. This was made him a god. All the stories and everything came from this thing, Rabbi Sa. And this is something that we could take with us. We can go with it. Use out our time, Rabbi Sa. It doesn't, okay, so we're not going to learn the Rashiva, learn to learn the Ben Azdar, and the Ben Azman, and the night, and this. Or at least the times that we're in base measure, the times that we're here, smoothing and talking and this and that, that every second should be precious to use out, Rabbi Sa. Because there we'll learn the lesson that the Rashiva taught this world. That Chaim, there's nothing more important than time. Zeicha be'ezah Hashem Yisboach. That will be Zeicha, that our time in Yeshiva and our time whenever we're learning, it should be unbelievably used out with our smother. The person doesn't realize also the problem is that when a person is vatal in the middle of Seder, the person vatal, the bittul turns to make it cool also. So the person learns a little bit and then he vatal and it wipes out. And all the koyach of that Torah. The person wants to see success. We spoke about the Nishmuz. It has to be Tomiz. He's be called koyachai. And the Ezra Hashem is brought from that. He'll be zeicha. He's got an emes to Golo Ador, Golo B'Torah, Talmud Chacham, each one of them Adrega, the Nachas, to the Ibn Shalom, emes to Nachas. The emes of Ilan Nishama for the Roshiva that we learn from his ways, that's the emes of Ilan Nishama. Zerch of Eza Hashem, Obila Mavis Lanesa, Hamoach, Alekim, Dimon Yab, Kavan, and Amen.